Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's go down to New Orleans. A Slidell woman has been arrested and accused of helping a fugitive who is still at large from the massive New Orleans jailbreak and loot capture, according to police in Louisiana. Connie Whedon, 59 years old, has been taken into custody, booked into the St. Tammany Parish Correctional Center as of last night. In addition to jail employees, she is now the third person arrested for assisting the Orleans Justice Center's escaped inmates. I'm going to make a correction there. She is the fourth.
Yeah. You said outside of people working at the jail.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
She's the third person.
I see what you're saying. Okay, third person once they got out.
Correct.
There was one who helped them when they were still in.
Mr. Janitor guy.
Yeah. Turned off the water, allegedly. Whedon faces a felony charge of accessory after the fact for allegedly assisting Jermaine Donald, one of the five escapees who remains on the run.
Now, what did they think was going to happen when a guy in orange, well, I guess they weren't in orange anymore because they had the clothes stashed in the woods.
You can stop with the word thinking.
That's a great point. What did they not think was going to happen when they decided that, hey, we know that this guy was in jail awaiting trial for probably murder charges because three of the five that are still on the lam are facing murder charges. You just think to yourself, oh, we're going to have a happily ever after.
The story's crazy. What was in it? And I might have missed this because I haven't been up to speed on it. What was in it for the people that assisted him? Were they getting money or something?
No, they were giving them money. So this woman, Connie Whedon, allegedly gave this Donald character, whatever his first name is, who cares? when he got out and was on the run, she got him a phone, or he had a phone, and she was moving money on a cash app into his phone. Here's what I don't understand, and Toby Doerr has been on this show plenty of times, and she's much closer to Dana than she is to me. I have nothing against Toby Doerr. She served her time in prison for helping John Maynard escape from the Lansing Penitentiary. The old dog crate lady, that's right. And Toby Doerr, who is a very nice, lovely lady, I don't know that I would consider her a friend, but a friendly acquaintance, no
sure.
doubt. Something happens in these prisons that, quite frankly, I don't understand. And notice that three of the four who have been charged are women. Something happens. I don't know if it's because they're bad boys.
It's like an emotional relationship almost that kind of develops.
Well, or
like
it becomes, Stockholm. That probably becomes physical once the guys get out.
So like almost like a Stockholm syndrome in reverse.
Well, and let's be honest. I guarantee you all three of these women who are accused of helping these escapees, they didn't meet these guys overnight, right?
Sure.
I guarantee you they knew them prior to them being behind bars. And, oh, Johnny's out. Let's go help him get some clothes and some money because he obviously can't get a job right now.
I don't think he can get a job ever.
So I'm sure there probably was some sort of romantic relationship prior, or whatever that looks like when you're a accused murderer.
But don't you think that this is getting just a little too deep, a little too weird? And here's why I say that. Everybody who was working this wing of the jail, men and women combined, were either in on it, helping, or not there. And by being not there, you might have been helping, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody heard them ripping out this toilet from the wall. Nobody heard them chipping away at the drywall once they got the toilet away. Who gave them the towels that allowed them to jump over the razor wire? Because they did have towels, I learned today.
Nobody heard them ripping malfunctioning cell doors open because there's two people to a cell. 10 people got out.
I mean,
five doors were ripped open.
There were 36 people in that jail that night. 36 staff members. Is every one of them not wearing their hearing aids or deaf?
Well, that was my question. How are we in a day and age where prisons have less security than some of our houses do?
our schools. That's a
great point.
There are houses where if you move around in the space after a certain hour and the alarm is armed, it sets off a motion sensor alarm. How do we not
lights
have that?
Lights go on.
Yeah.
You know.
How does the fence not have some sort of motion or vibration detection in there?
The answer to your question is three words.
I don't know.
Well, to be fair, in this specific situation, they had to have had a lot of help. Obviously, the guy is accused of turning the water off, which, by the way, he has said that he did turn the water off. He is just claiming self-defense because he claims that they threatened to shank him.
Although his attorney yesterday said something completely different.
That it was because they clogged the toilet, and so he turned the water off so that
he could
it
do
wouldn't
repairs.
Overflow.
Yeah, do repairs in the middle of the night.
Is this guy a plumber, too?
He was a janitor.
Clearly.
It doesn't answer the question as to who cut the bars away.
No.
Because there were...
Who gave him the tools to do that?
8 bars across where these pipes were. And, you know, you can't get through those tiny little squares. And so 4 or 6 of the bars were missing. Who cut those bars away?
Well, I know how they've gotten this far because I've seen Cool Hand Luke. And I know that you can shake the dogs off your trail if you, like, sprinkle a bunch of pepper on the ground. They can't follow you.
Was this a joke?
No.
Is that a
Have
real
you seen
thing?
Cool Hand Luke?
No.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
We don't movie shame on this show.
I'm movie promoting, not shaming.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you had said Top Gun Maverick is the best movie of all time, and I was like, hey, I don't know about that, that would be movie shaming.
No, it would. The only way you can movie shame is if somebody hasn't seen the movie and you go, what?
Oh, that's you shaming?
That's movie shaming.
I actually get that's excitement on my behalf or on your behalf for you to go see this movie.
No, so... Tell me the one movie that you've never seen that you're afraid to admit publicly you've never seen it.
Oh, man. I think it's considered the greatest movie of all time. The Josh one about the Hearst back in the... Gosh, dang it. What is that movie? It's supposed to be loosely based on the Hearst family in California.
I'll have to look that up.
Oh, my gosh. Text line, help me out here. Just had a blank.
Anyway, what? You've never seen that? That's movie shaming.
Citizen Kane?
There you go, Citizen Kane. I've never seen that, considered, I think, by many people, the greatest movie of all time.
I have never seen The Godfather.
What?
No.
Jesse, you like to ruin Top Gun for Scott. I will ruin whatever movie you just mentioned for you.
Citizen Kane?
No.
Okay.
The one before that with the black pepper and the drug sniffing
dogs. Oh, Cool Hand Luke.
Ground black pepper was tested in 2007 and 2010 with bloodhounds, and it did not throw them off their trail.
That movie is so unrealistic. And he probably didn't eat 50 eggs either like he did in the movie.